SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Cricket is immensely popular in Australia and it's long been part of Australian culture, especially during the summer months. It brings families and communities together during the holidays. In this episode of Australia Explained, you'll learn the basics of the game and about the different formats, from the traditional test matches to the fast-paced T20 games. Whether you're already a cricket fanatic or new to the game, we'll guide you through the most popular tournaments so you too can get excited and take part in the Australian cricket season. Cricket, recognised as Australia's national summer sport, is governed locally by Cricket Australia. The game itself is believed to have originated in 16th century England. It's no surprise then that cricket began its history in Australia in the early 1800s, with the first recorded match played in Sydney in 1804. Since then, Australia has cultivated a rich cricketing heritage, producing legends like Elise Perry and Sir Donald Bradman, affectionately known as the Don, and celebrated as the greatest cricketer of all time. To truly appreciate the game, it helps to understand the basics. Cricket is played between two teams, each with 11 players. Absar Hassan, a professional cricketer who plays for the University of New South Wales Cricket Club in the New South Wales Premier Association, describes the basic structure of a cricket match.
There's a fielding side and there's a batting side. The fielding team, depending on who wins the toss, so normally before the game starts there is a toss. The team that wins the toss gets to decide whether they want to field first or they want to bat first. Depending on that, the fielding team, all 11 players of the team, get to field at one time on the oval field. And from the batting side, there's two batsmen that bat at the middle on the pitch. And so the rotation happens from there.
So teams take turns batting and fielding, with the aim being to score the highest number of runs. One team plays first to set a target. Then the opposing team tries to beat this target by scoring more runs. This means that there's no exact time period that the game's played for, and games are notoriously longer than many other sports. Match durations can vary from 3 to 5 days, with 6 hours played each day.
Our point system is based on runs. There are different ways to score runs. The main method is to run from one side of the pitch to the other side, and one distance from one side of the pitch to the other is one run. If you run that multiple times, it is multiple runs. And so you get to run depending on whenever the fielder gets the ball or whenever the ball comes to the fielder and the fielder is able to bring the ball back to the wicketkeeper. Like you can't run more than 4 times between the wickets.
While the batting team tries to score as many runs as it can, the fielding team tries to get them out. Mr. Hassan explains how a batter can get out.
There's 10 ways to get out. The main ones are getting bowled out. On a pitch, there are two sets of stumps, wooden stumps. If the ball hits the stumps, then the batsman is out. If the ball hits your front leg before the wicket or in front of the wicket, then that is also out. So if you hit the ball and the ball is in the air on the full and the fielder catches it on the full, that is also out. If you are facing slower bowler, the wicketkeeper is actually allowed to stand closer to the batsman's side of the stumps. So in that case, if the batsman goes down the wicket or moves down the pitch and is out of his batting crease, and the wicketkeeper grabs the ball and knocks down the bails, then the batsman is also out in that case.
There are a few more cricket terms that you'll hear a lot when watching cricket. Deliveries, overs and innings. The ball which is thrown or bowled towards the batter is known as a delivery. 6 deliveries or bowls is called an over.
There needs to be 6 of those legal deliveries in one over. So once the over is complete, there is a change of ends from the pitch. So when an over is being bowled, a bowler is bowling from one side of the pitch. Once the over is complete, the side of the pitch is changed and the next bowler bowls from the other side of the pitch and the batsman also rotates strike. So they go from one side to the other side.
This continues until all the overs are bowled or all 10 players of the opposing team are dismissed or bowled out. When one team completes its batting or bowling, this is referred to as an innings. Summer in Australia is a time when there are many different tournaments and matches played, ranging from short 3-hour matches to 5-day test games. Test cricket is the oldest form of cricket and usually comprises of 2 innings. The Ashes is one of the most well-known test cricket series and has been played between Australia and England since 1882. The host country alternates each time, and when it's in Australia, matches are often played across multiple capital cities over 5 days. Mia Rai is a professional cricketer currently representing the Greenvale Cricket Club. She describes the traditional test cricket.
This format goes for around 5 days. Both teams get to bat twice and both teams get to bowl twice as well. Played in a white kit and we use a red leather ball for this format.
One day international cricket is, as the name suggests, a shorter game. There are only 50 overs per side as opposed to up to 90 overs in test matches, which is why it can be completed in a single day. Australia often competes with teams from all over the world.
ODI, which stands for One Day International Cricket, it is played between 2 international teams. It includes 50 overs and it's usually played in a coloured kit, whichever depends on either side.
If this still sounds too long for you, since 2005 there's also been a significantly shorter format known as T20I or 2020 cricket. In this format, each team plays a match consisting of just 20 overs. The Big Bash League, also known as the BBL, is the Australian men's professional T20 league with teams from different Australian cities. Women also have their own professional T20 league called the Women's Big Bash League, or WBBL.
It's the most shortest format we have. Very entertaining, comes along with 20 overs. We have many different leagues that play this.
Cricket has events across different formats which are famous among the fans. From Test cricket to T20s, the sport has some interesting rivalries and championships. In the classic format Test cricket, the World Test Championship has gained prominence, with its final often held at the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground in England. Sanjay Sharma, a multicultural cricket ambassador, appointed by Cricket Australia, is the founder of the Indian Australian Multicultural Sports Association and the junior cricket club YDCC. He explains the World Test Championship.
Teams play each other over 2 years and only the best two make it to the finals to decide the world champion. During these 2 years, teams from different countries compete and based on points, the top 2 teams earn the chance to play in the finals.
Cricket World Cups are held in both the ODI and T20 formats and are highly popular among fans. The ODI World Cup takes place every 4 years, while the T20 World Cup occurs every 2 years. One of Australia's most famous cricketers, the late great Shane Warne, once said, "The history of cricket means so much to me, the history and especially the characters." And now you've learnt the basics of cricket, its history and a number of famous Australian characters. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Afnan Malik. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Melissa Compagnoni. Until next time.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.